This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Stan Lee died today, one of a handful of people who changed the comic book industry and who helped create what's come to be called the Marvel Universe. He was 95. Lee was the public face of Marvel for 60 years on the printed page and on the big screen, with superheroes like Spider-Man and the Hulk, Thor, also the Black Panther. Evan Narcisse covers comics for Gizmodo. He's a comic book writer himself, as it happens. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
I'm going to quote your tweet this morning back to yourself with a slight paraphrase to make it FCC compliant. You said, "This is actually messing me up a lot more than I expected. Stan Lee's writing and speaking voice has been in my head almost my entire life." That's kind of the thing. He's been out there for a very long time, being really influential.
Yeah, you know, so much of what we think about when we think about superheroes and even pop culture comes from Stan Lee.
Here's the thing about the superheroes that Stan Lee came up with, for my money, that sort of makes him stand out. The superheroes that came from the mind of Stan Lee and others, we should say, and I'll get to that in a minute, were the oddballs and the misfits, and yet he made it okay to be that. And then, we should say, Marvel and Disney made it okay to make bajillions of dollars off that.
Yeah, you know, I think the thing we have to remember when we think about Stan Lee is, you know, he himself was like an outlier, right? In terms of doing what he did in the 1940s and 1950s. He worked at a magazine company which made comics when he really wanted to be like a screenwriter or a novelist. Like, he had different ambitions for himself. So, you know, it's not a stretch, I think, to say that Stan Lee was taking his own sense of being a misfit. And, you know, he was a Jewish man in America World War II. I think those are some of the things that probably informed the ideas that went into characters like Spider-Man, the Fantastic Four, and the X-Men.
Here's a trickier question. Did he have more influence on the comic book industry or, later in life and through his derived work in comic books, a bigger influence on the movie industry?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I feel like you have to think about when the Marvel Universe that we know started in 1961, the company was near death. DC was dominant with a formula that was viewed as a lot more staid and safe. But when Stan and his co-contributors come up with the Marvel Universe in 1961 and those characters, it basically forces DC to step up their game and rethink about how they are conceptualizing their characters. So then it became this competition that reinvigorated the whole superhero genre. And I think then you see that trickling out as adaptations become more and more common in TV and movies and stuff. Huh. So I think the comic-centric portion of his career is far more influential, because without it, the other stuff wouldn't have happened.
So here's the impolitic question that kind of has to be asked, and you refer to this a little bit in your obit that you wrote of him today. Did he maybe get a disproportionate amount of the credit since he was the guy out there hustling and making it work? I mean, other people helped him come up with all these guys.
Yeah, you know, Stan Lee was a pitch man, right? He was the public face of the company for decades. And I think by sheer virtue of that, there was an instance of kind of unintended erasure of his other co-creators. But I think, you know, on a day like today, we have to remember that Stan was there. And so much of what Marvel became was a result of his direct involvement. Like, his personality and his energy is all inside of that work.
Evan Narcisse, senior staff writer at Gizmodo, writes on comic books and has written comic books as well. Evan, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, Kai.